Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I've got all the winners from the SAG Awards. They were last night. The
SAG.
The Screen Actors Guild Awards.
On Netflix, I believe?
Yes, on Netflix last night.
Oh, that explains it, because I saw something that, you know, said, hey, catch all the red carpet action. Mm-hmm. And my wife likes to look at the fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking for it, but couldn't find it.
Yep.
And I guess now I know why.
Netflix last night. So cursing was allowed. And a couple of the guys, you know, in fun, did do some cursing. Apparently, the actual award itself is very heavy, because some of the folks receiving the awards, including, it's a montage of Kieran Culkin, who won last night, and Demi Moore. And they both made jokes about how heavy the statue is.
Thank you, SAG-AFTRA, for this incredibly heavy award. I don't think there's any way anyone can hold this for 45 seconds.
I'm going to pick it up just to see how heavy it is. Yeah, okay.
Those are the two that won last night. I guess they're the odds-on favorites to win at the Oscars, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, they've won the Golden Globes. They've won the SAG Awards. Culkin, I would say yes for sure. Sometimes they switch up, though, at the Academy Awards.
Is Conclave? Conclave won Best Picture last night at the SAGs. Is that going to be the Best Picture Oscar winner? I've only seen that one for the nominees for Best Picture, except for Wicked. I've seen two of the 10 nominees, and Conclave is a tremendously great movie. Biggie saw it. Biggie recommended it to me. So mm-hmm. I watched it, and it is phenomenal. Now, I love movies about priests. I just do.
Yeah.
I
just the dirtier do. The priest, the better.
Dirty priests have got me wrapped around their little finger.
We might get a real life conclave, unfortunately, soon.
Well, yeah,
if
what we know from the movies is true, there's a lot of whispering amongst the cardinals about now.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. I refuse to accept it. You're referring to Pope Francis.
He's very ill.
Not really. What? I don't believe that. I just refuse to believe it. He's alert.
Okay.
He's alert. I reject it.
Why are you rejecting?
I like him. And
based on?
Seems like such a cool guy. When he came in, 10 years ago maybe? I don't know how
Probably
long
it's been. 15,
Has it been that long?
I bet.
The other guy stepped down. One of the few to ever step down from being Pope. And they got Pope Francis from Argentina. Now, he's 88 now. And they're saying, his kidneys are failing. And you know what I say to that? Nonsense. This guy,
on top of the pneumonia,
I reject it.
You're gonna hate the world in 60.
I reject it. I don't mind it. I mean, I'll hear it, but I reject.
Well, there's one key line in the world in 60 that gets a little preview that you're not gonna like.
What does it say?
The doctors say this is not good.
I don't believe it. In fact, I'll go on record. What's today? A year from now, we're still gonna have Pope Francis.
Oh man,
as the Pope.
Remember what happened? I hate to even do this to you, Kelly, but. It was maybe 7-8 weeks ago, you said to Biggie, you look great. And that day, Biggie left this building in an ambulance.
That's right.
He's right.
That's right. I do recall that.
You know, he's not mentally ill per se, Kelly.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have an odd way of looking at things sometimes.
I reject.
Satan?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Above all.
Well, I'm assuming that you did go to church yesterday.
I'll leave that. I'll just leave it at that. Assume.
What if they put a microphone in front of the Pope right now? Papa, why are you still here? There's a disc jockey. He loved the church. His daughter. She a big fan. He say he get up every Sunday and go.
He go every week.
Okay.
Except for a few.
For full disclosure.
Your Holiness, he did not go today. He slept late. He was in Statesville in Jacksonville.
What? We had a busy weekend.
Ay, Dios mio.
We had a busy weekend. What am I supposed to do? A
lot of seat time in the cars.
In my heart, I was there.
Your Eminence, he had a comedy show.
A comedy show?
He had a what?
They get three comedians and... They tour around and they
a comedy
and
show.
They give the money to charity.
No.
Do they give the extra food to the poor? Oh, no, definitely no, not. No, he throws away box lunches by the batch.
He only eats his strawberries. He's not the one that cursed the big guy, is he?
He is.
I hate that meal. I ate 1% of that meal. I had a, it wasn't even
a 1%er.
It was a half a strawberry.
Someone that was adorning a piece of chocolate cake.
Correct. Some would call it wasteful.
Elon Musk would promote you.
This is the type of government waste we need.
Yeah. I took a chainsaw to that thing.
Yeah.
Got rid of 99% of it and ate a half a strawberry in a whole boxed lunch, which looked delicious, but of course I'm not going to have it. So I find your question about me going to church
right.
rude. We don't ask things like this. Uh-huh. And yes, I had to sleep in for the good of my family. Plus, it was nice weather, so I had a little pickleball action.
Oh, there was a window of pickle.
I had a little pickle window around 9 yesterday, so I had to get up and go and do that.
Okay.
Speaking of religion, now my wife might be all over this. They're auctioning off some of O.J. Simpson's items, including a Bible that was given to him by the late Robert Kardashian right after he was arrested.
Isn't there apparently a note inside?
Yes.
It's a mystery, and that's what people want to know or something?
Yes, there's a note inside. That's the whole thing. The executor of O.J.'s estate is planning an auction, and there'll be several O.J.-related items up for auction, but one of the items that's getting a lot of attention is a Bible given to him by attorney Robert Kardashian, father
at what
of
point?
Kardashian. Yes, right after the Bronco chase.
Okay.
Right, so going into prison. And it includes an inscription from Robert Kardashian in the Bible. And part of the inscription is, OJ, this book will help you. God has another plan for you. Read this every day while you're in jail.
Mm.
So no word if OJ did take his advice and read it. Might have been like a Shawshank thing where there was a file inside where he's trying to get out. Spoiler, you know.
But it's a fake book.
Yes, it's a fake book. But the auction is supposed to happen next month. OJ's kids can file a legal objection, which could tie it all up in court. They might. I don't know.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the estate still has to pay the families of like Ron Goldman and Nicole.
Well, they're supposed to.
Yeah,
right?
So I guess anything that would go to auction, the money would technically supposed to be go to them.
But, you know, I don't think the Goldmans have ever gotten anything, even though they've gotten all that.
No, they battled him for many years because they said he was hiding money.
Mm-hmm. They kept putting him through it, but and I'm sure he was hiding money.
Well, because they couldn't touch, like, his NFL pension. There were things they were not allowed to touch.
Yep.
So he could make that money, but still not have to pay them anything.
Some of the gang and I in the green room at these comedy shows were discussing how to get a divorce but hide your money.
Really?
Yeah, I
missed that part.
You laughed. You were out there with all the laughs.
Glad-handing.
Yeah, glad-handing out there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys said to me, would you ever divorce your wife? I said, God, no. Absolutely not.
Turn off the recording.
I said, no. No, I would not.
Is this the one who kept asking relationship questions backstage?
Constantly, yes, a ton of those, and a bunch of us back there.
He's the one who asked you, I'm guessing it's the same comic, who asked you if you'd take a bullet for your wife.
He asked me that the first week. Week one, we had a six-week tour here, six-city tour, and in city number one, he said, you got a Valentine? I said, yes, my gorgeous wife of 22 years. He said, do you love her? I said, yes. He said, is she your best friend? I said, of course. And he said, would you take a bullet for her? And I said, oh, yeah.
You paused.
Yeah. And then he asked me where. Like, it's got to be, like, in the torso.
Body part.
Got to be
gotta
a
count.
Can't be, like, flesh wound. You know, got to actually take a bullet. Yeah, he's talking about, well, if you want a divorce, here's how you hide your money and this and that. I was like, all right, okay. I would never do that, of course. And then I said that if something, God forbid, happened to my wife, I would never get married again because she's my true soul. You know, I would never.
Mm.
I may date, but I would never.
Date, really? Well, now that's new.
That's moved.
I would never.
I've moved
never
a little.
I would never, ever get married again. I would not do that. Certainly not. I may not even date. You know, don't hold me even to that. That's how in love we are.
He said he's taking me to Cozumel.
He met my mom playing pickleball.
Yeah.
Speaking of, this is legal as well. One of Diddy's lawyers, one of Sean Combs.
Can I go back one more
story, OJ, please? On OJ? Yeah.
To the OJ Bible.
Yeah.
What does your wife think this will sell for?
I haven't spoken with her about it. It's the first I've seen of it. I haven't talked to her. I have only known about this for an hour.
And Biggie, there's a letter inside or just the inscription?
The inscription, they know, and there may be more inside it. They know just a couple of lines of the inscription. And the fact that it was given to him after the Bronco chase, before he went into prison, they're saying makes it quite valuable. because he had it in jail with him.
You think 100 grand, 500 grand?
Couldn't even begin to put a price.
It's one of those things where in my mind, I'm like, I wouldn't pay, 25 grand. Mm-hmm. But the way the collectibles market works for anything now, could be $1 million.
Do OJ items increase in value over the years?
I don't know the answer.
I don't either.
I think this has many different values, though, because of the note in there.
Kardashian.
From a Kardashian. Mm-hmm. So you have that, plus just the obsession still with OJ. I mean, they're still making documentaries about him.
I'm still watching them.
Yeah,
exactly. They keep making them. Kelly keeps watching.
I think there's a lot to it. Mm-hmm. I just, in my mind, I wouldn't think it'd go for more than $25,000, but who knows?
I wouldn't either. I don't know. I mean, the money does go to the Goldmans, theoretically.
Yeah.
Maybe people will be like, I want to give
this money. To me, it could be something, though, that like there's a, one of these famous ghost hunter types buys and puts it in their museum.
Could be. Could go to the True Crime Museum in Dollywood.
Oh, over in Pigeon Forge.
You never know. That they might be the winning bid and put it in there with the Bronco.
I stood in front of the Bronco, as you know, in Pigeon Forge.
Should I smile?
My thumbs up?
That was that.
How do I pose for this?
The True Crime Museum and the Titanic Museum, right there in Pigeon Forge. Where else would they be? Mm-hmm. And we went to both a couple of years ago. So Sean Combs, as you know, is in jail as well, awaiting trial under all sorts of allegations of misconduct, as you know. One of his attorneys, Tony Rico, has issued a statement saying, I have provided Sean Combs with a high level of legal representation, the highest level expected by the court, but under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs. And that's all he said. So he quit.
Oh,
I'm going to put a note out there that the internet has been buzzing over. This same lawyer, I believe, represented Osama bin Laden at one point. So they're saying, somehow he was involved in representing Osama bin Laden. And they're saying, if you represented Osama bin Laden and you're saying I can no longer work for Diddy, whatever's in those sealed files is absolutely horrific.
Wow. That is a bombshell. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He said yes to Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
No to Sean Combs.
That was the buzz over the internet over the weekend was, my God, what did Diddy do?
Goodness.
What did he do?
This is another attorney. This is not the one that quit. But remember when it first came out about Sean Combs and all these parties that he had, there was an incredible amount of lube and baby oil at these parties. And the lawyer in an interview said, yeah.
They called them freak-offs. But, back when I was a kid in the late 70s, they were called threesomes.
If these are genuinely threesomes, how do you explain 1,000 bottles of baby oil?
I don't know where the number 1,000 came.
The U.S. attorney said it.
I can't imagine it's thousands. I mean, and I'm not really sure what the baby oil has to do with anything.
They're essentially saying it's a lubricant for an orgy.
I guess. I don't know what you need 1,000. One bottle of baby oil goes a long way. I don't know what you need 1,000 for. I mean, he has a big house. He buys in bulk. I think they have Costcos in every place where he has a home. I mean, have you sat in a parking lot of a Costco and see what people walk out of there with?
All right. You have.
I have.
Yes, I have too. Now, Costco responded, we do not sell baby oil.
Certainly not by the gross.
Nobody backed a truck up here to go
right,
that much.
That's right. Now, my local hardware guy would be like, why are you getting your baby oil at Costco?
I've been selling baby oil for 92 years.
I can't even retire. Can you not just once?
When we opened the doors, we made it from real babies.
Yes. Well, 92 years ago.